This is a HeadGum Original.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
You hate doing the show, and I see it in your eyes.
Yeah, well, what do you expect? Like, look what kind of operation you're running here. It's eccentric. You're a madman, and we gave you complete control, and this is what we are left with. Audio drops, willy-nilly, serious conversations that sort of happen or not. The podcast itself restart. Yeah, okay, you're deep in thought, so I'll let you just go on from here. Let's hear it. What's your third favorite color? Do you have any memories of your uncle? Let's fucking hear this weird question that has no basis in anything we've said so far. Sure, shoot, go.
April in Paris. I didn't do like a remix. I just wanted to start it off with that again. Here we go.
Yeah, we needed that.
Joining us as never before on this show is Amir Blumenfeld and Faris Manshi and returning guest John George.
Woo!
I'm back, baby.
Woo! Sorry. Can we just start over? This is like horrible so far.
Start over. You just started. You played two songs and now we're here. This is starting over, basically. You're muted yourself. This is the beginning. You want to start over?
Yeah, he muted himself. Is he just giving up?
I can't tell. Like, are we actually starting over?
He's motioning that he needs a moment, apparently.
Okay. This is, again, beginning of the fucking episode. This is, how is it falling apart this quickly?
He's biting his finger nervously. Like something's going wrong.
It shouldn't be this way.
Is he trying to load up more songs or?
I don't know. It sucks.
He's rubbing the shoulder that was sore last week.
What was wrong with his shoulder last week?
He was saying, like, you guys ever get like a sore shoulder from sitting? And when we said that's not a thing, but seems to be struggling with that. His name is Jeffrey Paramount on his
in the Zoom.
Do we know what that's about?
I guess he's been taking generals with talent and sort of fraudulently positioning himself as an executive at a movie studio or something like that.
That tracks.
Yeah, I've been meeting with like A-list and B-list comedians just to like get to know their ass, and I'm saying that I can give them various development opportunities because I have a first look deal with Paramount, but I don't, and that's just a way of meeting people. That has nothing to do with what I'm trying to do right now. Just talk amongst
what
yourselves.
What are you trying to do? We have been since
muted
the beginning.
Muted again.
You played April in Paris, and then you played Turned Down for What? Then you said, can we start over? This isn't working out. And honestly, we've been vamping for longer than the entire episode is. Like before that. So I don't know how much you can ask us to kill time. What is this going to be, the whole episode? He's so concerned.
He just mouthed the word fuck.
The reflection of his computer shows he's just doing a Sudoku or something. Like this has nothing to do with the podcast.
Oh, he's just stumped on the Sudoku.
I realized I didn't finish the New York Times crossword from earlier.
It's nice. Thank you. Thank you for that. Anyway, John George, are you back in LA or what's going on with you, man?
No, I'm in Boston. Still in Boston for a bit here, but my girlfriend just got a
hi.
Oh, okay.
Let's start the show.
Interrupt me. Okay. Yeah.
Because gotcha. We were actually
yeah.
George, John George, where are you at right now?
Yeah, I just said where I was. Were you not listening? Do you have us all muted? Because I just said where I was. I'm in Boston. Where in Boston? Just
when in Boston.
Drinking a Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Yeah, we should say John George, former intern, star of videos, podcasts, kind of miscellaneous culture, having to do with the network adjacent.
Wow. I've never been introduced like that, so I really appreciate that.
When was actually the last time people would have seen you not on the Discord? Would that have been in off days, half ideas 2 or something from last April?
Yeah. Is that still like the last sketch on the HeadGum YouTube channel?
Time froze. The internet stopped after that. Yeah. So that'll be the last. That's the last video on YouTube. How cool is that?
It's kind of funny because I'm getting a lot of hate mail actually because people are blaming me saying I ended HeadGum sketch comedy. It was my fault. Yeah.
2 weeks later, so. Corona hit America, and the rest is just
history.
No,
this was in April, so this was after the fucking quarantine started.
Oh, sorry about that. I was just kind of be like silly.
It's not silly because it was on about Zoom. Like that's you knew that it was on Zoom. You were in the sketch, so
fine. Like it doesn't matter. Move on. You're like harping on like a little mistake and just survive in advance, make a follow-up jokes, change the subject. You don't have to call me out on it.
We'll edit all of this out. Cut this out, Ferris, and you're here to hear it now, and you'll hear it in the edit. John George, what else have you been up to other than, what did you say?
What? Did
like
I say something?
Boston, you had to
Yeah. Well, I recently moved within Boston, so that took a while. And then I got an online ticket to Sundance.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I watched like 20 movies last weekend. So that took up a lot of my time.
Is that fun?
Yeah. At the time, I was exhausted and I didn't like it. But now I look back at it and I'm like, that was actually a lot of fun and I would do it again.
Is it on Oculus or is it just on your laptop?
No, just on my Apple TV, actually. And sometimes on my laptop.
Would you ever consider watching movies like podcasts in 1.5 just to like get them into you and over it?
I would not. I know people who would, and I won't judge them, I guess. There are people who just watch movies like a podcast almost. Like I feel like they're multitasking, you know, they just have a tab in Netflix open. I think Netflix added that feature, didn't they? They 1.5'd it, or they're going to?
I think so, yeah.
So I personally would never do it. Whenever I'm watching a movie, that's like the only thing I'm doing, gotta watch it at normal speed. Unless it's like a specific director that I know is slow and bad.
Call me old fashioned, but I like to watch movies at normal speed. Like, I know you'll make fun of me for that.
Hey, call me old fashioned.
Yeah.
I just think that'd be a fun like nickname.
My favorite drink and all.
Monchi. We were just talking off air. You're going Monchin. Yeah, I'm just going to double down. You're going Monchin with some investment opportunities.
A Monchin about. Yeah.
Sure. Nice. Well, Ferris, can I say you sold your car and you invested it all in Dogecoin when it was at 11 cents and currently, I think you are, you're down to 20% of what you bought in at. And that's that was an Audi. And now it is Audi, as in it's gone.
It's Audi.
I see you're on the tab open on your computer, used Elantras. So the investment thing is going fine-ish, you would say, but not entirely great.
Have you guys ever sold a Porsche to buy a porch?
What do you mean?
Respond fast or not at all. That's how the show's gonna work today.
You mean like sold your car to get into real estate, like to purchase like a home with a porch, sold my Porsche to make like a better sound investment?
That's better than what I was
You're
thinking.
Giving him too much credit.
Yeah, no, he was definitely thinking just a porch somehow.
Just a modular, just the porch, just have a crane drop it.
Amir, what's new with you? You're kind of like in a different stage of life than the rest of us in terms of like being stable and things not changing too often because
I am all in on my newest hobby of purchasing basketball cards, cracking wax, breaking cases, flipping clips. I am online. I am digital. I am analog. I got the goods. I got the bads. I got the news and I got the olds. What can I do to get you guys into a box of 90-91 Skybox Fleer NBA cards? This is an unopened case. Okay, I just cracked it open. The boxes are still sealed. If I threw out a number of $3,000 for a box, does that scare any of you off?
Yes, immediately scares me off. I don't have that kind of money. And if I did, I wouldn't put it into baseball cards.
Basketball.
Let me just say I was scared the moment you started talking.
So. Okay. Guys, you tell me to fuck off and this offer goes down the street. Okay, I don't have time for you to put me on hold and ask your girlfriend if you think this is a wise investment. I need you to man up and tell me right now you're going to be the fucking dude and you're going to buy the fucking box for $4,000.
So you had a Malaysian street market. The whole street place reeks of durian.
Look, man, I can't offer you $4,000, but what I can do, in fact, this might work out for both of us.
I don't think so.
Amir, are you a fan of Yu-Gi-Oh?
You know, as I'm looking into basketball cards, I'm seeing that Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh! Is undergoing the same renaissance, and I don't know anything about that universe. I'm too old for that world. I never was into it as a kid, but if you're sitting on Yu-Gi-Oh! And or Pokemon cards, I recently learned that a Charizard, whatever that is, in perfect condition is selling for $30,000.
$30,000. Okay, wow.
So I don't know what a Charizard is. That a game? And then a Charizard is the best card you can have? Do you know? Have you played Pokemon?
I used to play Pokemon back in the day. Not so much the card game, but the video games big time. Charizard is just, it's one of the best Pokemons. It's the final evolution of one of the three starter Pokemons that you get. And Charmander eventually turns into Charizard, this giant dragon. That should be able to. Jeffrey wants to stop me. He's raising his hand as if, or maybe. Oh, you have a comment. Yes.
How is Pikachu on a card?
Do you mean how good of a card is the Pikachu card?
No, like how do they print the card with an image of Pikachu? Like, what are you talking about?
To my knowledge, he's like has a lot of energy, the little fucker. And
yeah, I know we often say there's no such thing as a bad question, but that was an awful question.
I think he's asking how they got the picture of the Pikachu because they're quick.
Yeah, again, you're giving him too much credit. Anyway, anybody here have a Charizard in mint condition sitting on them?
I have old Pokemon cards. I definitely have a Charizard, but it's like the first edition ones that are worth that much, and mine's not first edition. It's just a regular old Charizard
card.
First edition's big. And then have you noticed with basketball cards that because with like I was looking into how much I could sell my old Yu-Gi-Oh cards for recently, if you get even the tiniest little nick on these cards, they're not in a sleeve and really well protected, their value drops by like half immediately. Is that true of basketball cards as well?
Yeah, you have to get them graded by like there's the gold standard company named PSA, and it's like 10 is mint, gem mint. Nothing's ever touched this card before, and it's been hyperbarically like secured in a chamber where nothing's touched it.
No
and then
oxygen.
If like you said, there was a slight crease of a corner or like a frayed edge or like some slight discoloration under a magnifying glass, something that you can't see with the human eye, it's now a PSA 8 or 9, and it's worth like 8% of what a gem mint is.
Unbelievable. So it's
it's impossible to. Sorry, Jeff, you're mad, you're angry, you're concentrating. You look fucking evil. You look incensed. All I can see is your forehead, your eyebrows, and I guess the tops of your eyes.
That is an evil look.
What?
Kind of demented.
Who gives a shit about any of this? The investing in cards, the fucking buying basketball packs, the fucking John George being in Boston. Hell, I don't give a shit about anything I've said so far. This is bad content for the listeners' ears.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Yeah, you thought it was interesting. The past 2 weeks have been fucking A pluses, Blumenfeld. To follow it
wasn't
with this
I on one
garbage,
of those episodes?
Yeah, you. Just because you were good last week doesn't translate to today, right? I've been off. That means it's up to your guys' asses to fucking patch the ship, right?
Well, yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Let's just, Theris, put a sax point in here somewhere. Let's regroup and start, not the podcast over, but at least re-up the energy.
Okay. Beep bop, shooby-doo, bing bong. There you go.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Welcome back to the HeadGum Podcast. John George, where in the world?
What?
What? You literally just insulted me. You insulted me talking about where I was, and you said that
you're
was boring content,
belt.
And then you immediately get right back into it. Like, you just want to repeat the first part of the podcast that you just yelled at us about, and I'm not going to tell you where I am anymore. I'm done. You bullied me too much on this, all right?
Wait, no, but I, genuine question, though. Why did you move within Boston?
Before I was, like, not technically in Boston, I was in Randolph, Massachusetts, which is boring. So once my girlfriend got a job, we decided to move on to downtown so we could, you know, have more stuff around us.
How is your relationship going? You've been with your girlfriend for 3 years?
Yeah, going on 3 years in a month. 3 years.
Amir, how long have you been with Ash?
Yeah, something like that as well. 3 years.
Manshi, are you single?
Yep.
Ready to thringle?
You want to start a fucking thruple with Manshi? Is that why you're asking us?
If you found the right lass, I wouldn't be opposed to sharing an ass. Sure.
That was actually really good. But yeah, nobody wants to be with you. They would probably prefer to just have Ferris in their lives, obviously. He's not going to add a delinquent in Ohio to a relationship that's going pretty well. You do live in Ohio now. Is that safe to say?
It's more than a visit, less than a permanent resident. I'm still a resident of Los Angeles.
Where have you spent the majority of the last 6 months?
Well, just the last 6 months as a sample size. It's exactly
or a year.
Equal. A year?
Yeah.
More in Ohio.
Right. So, yeah, I don't think Ferris wants to be in a throuple with you, but I guess he can answer for himself.
You're acting like this is a crazy question. I was just asking if he was single and ready to thringle with me in a throuple of some kind. Doesn't have to be permanent.
Yeah, as far as thringling goes, honestly, guys, I tried dating during this pandemic. It's, I guess it depends on the person. Like, you kind of have to, you really got to screen each other more than even usual. Make sure they're not an idiot, right? But also...
Regarding COVID or just in general?
But mostly for COVID. I mean, generally, yeah. You want to make sure the person's not an idiot, but COVID-y reasons, you want to make sure they're not too stupid, but also not too, like, neurotically careful to the point where... I had a case of the latter where, like, I consider myself pretty careful, but this person, she was cool. The thing is, we couldn't do anything but chill at a park, you know? I hate to say it, but yeah, I'm not ready to thringle until it's more, not terrible. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I feel you there, man. It's hard. It's...
What was the applause break? You were like having a serious moment.
He's being vulnerable, and I wanted to fucking reward vulnerability on this show.
With like a sitcom.
Our only sponsor right now is BetterHelp. So people are tuning in for a fucking reason, Amir.
That was my personal experience portion of the BetterHelp ad.
No, it's hard because dating's already hard. And then you add in this like other element where you have to really plan. John George, how have you found it? I know that you've been in a long relationship, but that doesn't make it any easier. I mean, at this point, you have to be going stir crazy, and I'm not talking about the chain restaurant.
Yeah. What restaurant? What chain?
Yeah, I don't
stir
know
crazy.
Where's that?
Never heard of that.
Are you shitting me?
That can't be popular.
Doesn't even ring a bell.
Is it like stir fry?
If this is some kind of surprise party, I don't want to fucking get into it because I don't like surprises. Oh, it's permanently closed.
Yeah. There were two locations in Cleveland.
Really?
They closed in the late 90s.
Does two count as a chain? Is that
the shortest chain?
I guess technically it is a chain, but it's...
Ferris is rocking out, John George was nodding his head, and Amir's resolve was kind of thinning. You hate doing the show, and I see it in your eyes.
Yeah, well, what do you expect? Like, look what kind of operation you're running here. It's eccentric. You're a madman, and we gave you complete control, and this is what we are left with. Audio drops, willy-nilly, serious conversations that sort of happen or not. The podcast itself restart. Yeah, okay, you're deep in thought, so I'll let you just go on from here. Let's hear it. What's your third favorite color? Do you have any memories of your uncle? Let's fucking hear this weird question that has no basis in anything we've said so far. Sure, shoot, go.
There's a lot of anger behind your words, Amir.
Great. That's correct.
Moderna. Pfizer, BioNTech. AstraZeneca. Novavax, okay. Johnson & Johnson, all viable, potentially or approved vaccines against COVID-19, but the rollout's not going as planned, John George.
What?
So what we might have to do is come up with our own vaccine, and that's what we're going to do here today. The HeadGum Podcast BetterHelp vaccine, because they'll help fund some of this shit.
No, they won't.
How hard could it be? Let's start there.
Very hard.
I think if... What's that?
Very hard, immediately.
Let's talk about it. How do you figure?
We don't know the first thing about vaccines. We don't have a lab. None of us are equipped. Mm-hmm. They're already a year ahead of us, team of scientists working around the clock. We don't have the times, the means, the money, or the facility to get it done. So when you ask how hard it is, it's impossible.
Johnson & Johnson made oil out of babies. That's their main product. And now they have a fucking viable vaccine, single dose, mind you. So I think we can fucking figure it out in a couple weeks.
You think they made oil out of babies?
Baby oil.
That would be really inhumane, right?
Babies, of babies, for babies. That's the Johnson & Johnson guarantee.
Just the last one, for babies.
All right, then let's do a vaccine for us. Like, that's still the Johnson & Johnson guarantee, but it's ours of it.
Who has the question?
I don't even know where to start. I don't even know where to start. What's the idea? What are we supposed to come to the table with here? Vaccine, like, my idea is I wanted to cure COVID. That's my idea.
That's great. That's a great idea. That's a great place to start from. The next thing we know is it tends to be administered via a shot. Where do we get the syringes? Let's start from the last step and work our way backwards. Sort of backwards engineer this vax. Vaxwards engineer in a way.
This is one of the least important parts, I guess. But
a vaccine. Yeah.
We could inject it into the small people's backs. Great idea, Amir. What about, do we want to do an mRNA or do we want to do one where we kind of introduce a little bit of the disease onto people's knees? Or do we want to do the mRNA where it actually edits your genetic code? I was thinking we could do the former, Amir, because Avital had the virus, right?
Do not ever say her name on this show or out loud.
I wonder, can she spit in vials and we inject that into people's bile? So not only is it not intravenous, it's intraliver. We don't have to go with that because you guys are speechless. Like, that's Ferris, not how you, where you want to start.
I mean, Ferris looks like he's legit pondering this, though. Like, this could work. So
you want someone with antibodies to spit in a fucking vial and then have people, what, drink it?
Inject it into their liver bile.
You have high cholesterol, right?
The top 1% of people in my age bracket, yeah. Okay. I'm due for a heart attack within the next 8 years.
We're not going to take any medical advice from you. We shouldn't be injecting anything into anybody's liver, and it definitely shouldn't be somebody else's spit. You know what you're talking about. Neither do we. That's fine. It's medicine. We're comedy people. Ferris is an engineer. You know, John George is in esports. We're not scientists. Yeah, no. It's not our job. It's not our place to figure this
shit
out.
If that was
out.
The cure, like, I feel like we would have gotten the vaccine a lot earlier.
Yeah, one person would have had it. They would have spit into the other guy that also had it, and then boom, that's it. End of the disease. But it didn't work out like that, right?
I don't know. I mean, sometimes you don't know till you try, first of all, and second of all, some things are hiding in plain sight. I think what scientists tend to do after all the schooling that they put these assholes through is that they have to fucking overthink everything and overcomplicate everything. I'm saying let's literally like drink people's spit, whether they've had the virus or not.
Why?
Fucking abort mission here. Abort mission. This segment's over. We have to move on because I'm starting to get too angry. You guys know Flip or Flop? Do you know that show on HD?
The buzzing sound before the theme song. Was that on purpose?
That was an accident.
And then the other song before the buzzing noise? Then the buzz, then the new song. Two accidents?
Okay. The wrong button is the same color on my soundboard as the song button. It also, I think I'm developing late in life dyslexia because I've been reading things incorrectly recently. Are you guys familiar with Flip or Flop? Chip and Joanna Gaines on HGTV?
No.
Sounds familiar.
Okay, well, this is Ship or Not.
Like we said, we've not seen the original.
Yeah.
You don't need to have seen the original. It's almost has nothing to do with it beyond the
rhyme.
Just
similar name. Okay.
Ship or Not is the first celebrity game show audio-wise where you either ship a potential celebrity pairing or not. Here we go. These are all for cash. Last week, what did we do? $1,000?
I'm out $2,000, I think, yeah.
Yeah, let's do $12,000 for every right answer. If you get it wrong, then you owe me that much.
I'm trying to make my money back here.
Okay. All right. Yeah, breaking even would be good. This is big. You're walking into the fucking MGM Grand here. Ship or not?
This.
Miley Cyrus and Robert Smigel. Ship or nah?
Who's Robert Smigel?
Yeah, I don't know Robert Smigel.
Why would they be together?
What's that?
Amir, is this a real person? This Robert character?
Yeah, he's like a, I think he's a 60-year-old comedy writer or something. It's Such a bad,
so really bad pairing. Yeah.
Do you ship or not?
I wouldn't ship it, but I'm worried that that's going to be wrong, and I'm going to be.
Amir said it first, but that's exactly right. The age gap alone is too much. Let's forget the fact that they have almost nothing in common. Amir, I'll give you $12,000 later, unless you lose it on this next one. Here we go. Tom Holland and Judge Judy. Ship or not?
I'm going to ship this one, honestly.
Why would the biggest star in Marvel want to get married to Judge Judy, who lives in Naples, Florida? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Geographically alone, let alone the age gap and the fact they have nothing in common.
Everybody seems to have a huge age gap, let alone nothing in common. So let's hear it. What's the next one?
This one, John George, you might be able to break even. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Roseanne Barr.
No.
No, please don't ship
this one. I could honestly see.
Why?
I could absolutely ship Antetokounmpo and Barr. The only issue, and this one I won't, you don't owe me any money for this, getting this wrong, Ferris, is what would their celebrity name be? Rose and Giannis?
That's the only issue. What about the whole living in different cities, let alone age thing, which disqualified
Kevin
the first...
Kevin Love is with Kate Bock. Kate Bock lives in New York. He lives in Brattonall, Ohio. They make it work. They're never...
Yes,
they're
exactly.
What do you mean?
What's Kevin Love and Kate Bock, who I don't know, what is their nickname?
Cove.
It's not good.
Next fucking Cove. Option.
This one's tough. Kristen Stewart and Marjorie Taylor Greene.
No, I don't think...
Correct! Amir is up $24,000. Ferris is at zero, and John George owes me $12,000. That wouldn't work because of politics.
Yes, one's like a progressive, young, cool, hot actor, and the other one is a conspiracy theorist in Congress.
Yeah, she's not even a conspiracist, she's racist. A conspirator.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, right, that obviously wouldn't work out.
Kyrie Irving and the lady who voiced the Corpse Bride.
Yes.
Correct! John George breaks even. I've thought this since he was on the Celtics, that he might...
So 2 years ago?
What's that?
So 2 years ago.
And what changed?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Once he joined the Celtics, like what clicked for you there?
Well, he became a coastal elite, you know, as someone who moved from Cleveland, Ohio to Los Angeles, I can kind of relate that there's a different air about you once you do that. So Kyrie might have to be a coastal elite, and the person who voiced the Corpse Bride is also a fucking Hollywood starlet, even if you don't know her face. Because you know her voice, and Kyrie he has depth to him, so he doesn't just want the face, he wants the name, and he wants the...
I don't understand shipping people based off location, because there are a lot of people in those locations. Your name, like, there are a lot of people that live in on the coast, not just...
Well, do you want to offer one up, and we can...
I'm fine, to be honest.
This is actually the perfect time to plug your podcast.
It is?
Because it's the end of the show?
No, we have like 10 more minutes. All right, what about Anya Taylor-Joy... And David
Who is that?
What's that?
Who is that? Anya Taylor-Joy?
She's the fucking titular character of The Queen's Gambit. She was the queen.
Okay.
I don't think she was the queen, but yeah, she was the main character.
Did you guys actually know this is a fun fact? Heath Ledger was he optioned the book initially in like 2007, and he wanted to direct and star in The Queen's Gambit.
Oh.
R.I.P. Ledger. And that was all just at his leisure. All right, Anya Taylor-Joy, star of Queen's Gambit, and David O. Russell, director of Joy. So Anya Taylor-Joy and David O. Russell, director of Joy.
Well, I would say no, because then he's going to be the director of Anya Taylor-Joy, right? Which is...
You're looking at relationships all wrong, JG. The idea behind, and you should know this having been in a partnership for 3 years, it's you're building something together. You wouldn't say that you're directing your... partner, no matter who they are. Like, Amir, do you direct Avital? Never. There would never be a scenario that you would give her directions or even
do
help
not
her.
Talk about her or me or our relationship on this show, whether I'm here or not, ever again.
Yeah, he did ask you to not do
Ferris,
that.
Ferris, cut this out. I don't like when people talk to me like that, let alone projecting it out to like over 20,000 people. John George, you are down 12. Jeez.
Fuck.
Olivia Wilde and the guy who shorted the housing market in 2007.
Wasn't it more than one guy? Is it like one person, or you're just talking about any real estate
Michael
investor?
Michael Burry, or whatever his name was, that one. The guy who Christian Bale played in Big Short.
No, I need to make my money back. No.
And you're digging yourself deeper, because she is want for a zaddy type. She was with Sudeikis, who obviously is kind of America's zaddy. And yeah, Michael Burry would be the ultimate zaddy. John George, negative 24,000.
Can this one be for 12,000. Double?
We can do double or nothing at the end, or maybe just like, you know, earn everything back or triple whatever you're down or up. Ferris, you're breaking even, so you're doing great.
I got to get some more skin in the game. Let's go.
Oprah and the MyPillow CEO.
Oh, the guy, the mustache guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's his name? Let's see.
Mike something.
Google return. As soon as I typed in MyPillow guy is the first thing that comes yeah. up. Beck Bennett. I want the best things in the world for this guy for some reason. I don't know what it is. And I think I missed
you
some
know that he's like a Trump supporter, like QAnon shaman, right?
Here's why I shouldn't have said what I just said, because I had been seeing his name pop up recently,
but you didn't read it,
and I hadn't clicked through. Yeah, I just hadn't clicked through, and it's the worst thing possible. Is that this guy that looks like, I don't know, he just looks like a trustworthy, likable guy. And now you lay this shit on me.
I did nothing. You just said that you want the best for a member of Q. And
I don't want him to be with Oprah. No, this is not a shit.
You're up $12,000, Ferris,
yeah,
for that
dude.
Change of heart and slash hero's journey that you just had.
Don't think. You're always like lost in thought. But like, there's no need to take that beat, because whatever you're going to say off the top of your head is probably just as smart, if not smarter than something that you like consider for a few seconds.
All right, lightning round for these last four. Scott Baio and a blow-up doll he found on a clearance rack at Hustlers Hollywood.
Ship it.
Nah.
Ferris is up $24,000. Scott Conn and a pile of raked leaves.
Yes.
Scott Conn loves to be a bachelor, and it's way easier to cheat on someone when they're just a pile of dead leaves. John George is down $12,000. Ferris is up, was it 36 or 24,000? 24. Amir, you're up 12.
We'll say 36.
Here we go. 36. Let's do 36. Why not? Hillary Duff and the star of the movie Duff.
No.
Sorry, I jumped the gun. That's correct. Yes. John George, you're breaking even. She already has like a really sexy husband, so she shouldn't need that. All right, this one is all or nothing. So, he said it's truth. Give all your all to me. I want to kiss you, baby. It's all or nothing. You either can break even, which some of you guys are.
Were we supposed to know that song? Were we supposed to know that song? Because I'd never heard it before. Have you guys heard what that song was?
I thought he was going to tie it up with, and I don't want to miss a thing.
Want to miss a thing.
Yeah,
yes,
that's what it
sounded like. Yeah, but it was all or nothing.
We're missing the point of the segment, which is all or nothing. Basically, if anybody gets this wrong, you owe me the amount of cash that's been won so far. And if anybody gets it right, we pool that cash together and it goes to you. Here we go. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Amir, are you ready?
It doesn't matter.
Zona Gale and Frankie Yale.
Okay, so this is the author for the past 2 weeks that we've
of
been talking about.
Of such pivotal words as Hearts
Kindred.
Yeah, 1915's Hearts Kindred, yeah.
And Frankie Yale,
the Italian
the notorious
mobster,
gangster.
Yeah.
Okay, I want this for them. It's a yes.
Yikes.
Amir, you like math. What's $24,000 plus 36?
He placated you. He yes-handed you all the way to the finish line. He stonewalled it.
I don't know if you're going to be able to go to this investor meeting that you're going to right after this, because you owe me 60 stacks. Because, jeez. And I know you have to go, but Zona Gale had her heyday. She had died in the 30s, right? So you got to think in terms of years here, because Frankie Yale was in his prime in the late 40s, early 50s, you know, shooting people down over drugs and whatnot.
His vice, yeah.
The age difference. Yeah, the age difference, man. That's what got you.
That's money I won't be able to invest in this super sketchy, high-frequency Forex meeting. That was...
See you, Ferris. You're
all
gone,
right,
man. You're gone.
You're kicking him out of the fucking podcast.
You're kind of just kicking me out here.
For what? For playing along with you?
I guess I do have to go.
You remembered who those people were.
It feels bad.
Oh my God.
Did you kick him?
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
You absolute dick. Can't believe it. Kick me out.
No.
Kick me out. I don't want to be here. Kick me out too.
He's back.
Oh, he's back.
Oh, I'm still here? Okay. I saw that I was kicked out. I was about
gone again. Nice.
Plugs. What are you guys working on? Where can you point the people to? We're living in historic times. I don't know what else to say.
I do a movie podcast with my friend Matt Beebe every week. It's called Big Boy Movies. Look it up on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. And we stream it live every Sunday now. We're switching the day to Sunday.
Oh, shit.
At 9 Eastern.
On
not
Twitch.
not this Sunday because it's Super Bowl Sunday. But going forward on twitch.tv/John_George.
Amir?
Jake and I are doing a live show February 24th. Live version of our podcast streamed. Anybody in the world can watch. Tickets at jakeandamir.com.
And you can follow my ass on Instagram at Jeffrey James, on Twitter at JeffBoyRD. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the HeadGum Podcast. I think this was... Let me think about it for a second.
You don't have to think about it. I'm saying just say what you think. You don't have to like stop, pause, and muse. This was a disaster. It was a train wreck.
Yeah.
It was awful. It stopped and started many times. You kicked Ferris out.
I know
it took
a while to get going, but we really hit a stride is what I was going to say.
I think so. I don't think we hit a stride. It took a while to get going. That leads us up to now.
It was also after you threatened us, basically.
Yeah.
I did not threaten you guys, all right? You can't have your version of the story and I don't get a rebuttal.
All right, let's hear your rebuttal.
I didn't do that.
Scott.
It's recorded.
Good.
Catch you all on the flip. Diesel?
That was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
And why
Live.
Don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Nili Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.